Vayter and Shaspir and Kedushin, Daf Yudches, picking up about 10 lines down by the two dots. What do you call a room full of rabbis? A ton of Rabbanon. Zoktei Ligmar, a ton of Rabbanon. There are certain things that apply to an Eved Ivri, not to an Ivriya, an Alma Ivriya, and vice versa. Yesh be Ivri, Shem be Ivri, Yesh be Ivri, Shem be Ivri. Yesh be Ivri, Shehu, Yotze Bishanim, he goes out after 6 years. Ubi Yovel, when Yovel hits, Mises Adam, when his master dies. Masha Ein Kain be Ivriya, which is not so with the Alma Ivriya. Rashi says, L'kameh Boila, the Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? Obviously, they know that's not true. So, okay, let's go further. V'yesh b'ivriya, and there are those laws that apply to an Amma Ivriya, she'en b'ivri, ma she'en kain b'ivriya, sharei Ivriya, that what? Yotza b'simanim, she goes out with simanim, and v'einen imkeres v'nishne, she can't be sold by her father twice. She can't be sold and then sold again. Rashi says, L'kameh Boila, we'll explain it, we'll learn it out soon. And we redeem her against her against his will. Masha'en can be Ivri, which is not so by an Ivri, which is not by an Eved Ivri. Now the Gemara is going to explain what exactly, obviously, we're talking about over there. So we said this stuff doesn't apply to a woman. And we say that you have Shalom Yovel Mises Adon. What are you talking about? It says, Yesh be'ivri shein be'ivriya. But we know it's not true. Min urim minhi, yisera alav amavriya. Avriya is one over him. She goes out with simanim, which means if you say yisera, that she has the other ones as well. Says the Gemara, what are we talking about? A particular case. We're talking about a case where she does yud. Says Rashi, v'su lo nafka bahani ela begat. Once she does yud, she can't go out with those things because yud is when the master marries her. So when she does yud, so now she's in there and 6 years comes, or yovel, any things. Nope, she doesn't go out. Ya'adah pshita, says Gemara, well, obviously she's going to need to get in such a situation. Ya'agita baya, says Gemara, no, ma'ad tema lo levat lehilchus amina kamash malan. You would have maybe said, well, the halacha shouldn't leave. You don't stop with the halachas were about the Amar Vriya, and that is by Shanim Yovel Misad, and that she would taka go out. Therefore, Kamash Malan comes to say not like that. Rashi says Hilchos Hilchos Amar Vriya Beim Ratzel Lotzes Beechos Meilu, but lo get Teitzi. He thought, okay, if I want to go with one of these things, she could. Kamash Malan, she's not able to. E Hachi, frak the Gemara. 1 second. If we're talking about a case of Yud and she's married, so why is the Brisa say she goes out with the Simanim? E Hachi, am I Yotze B'Simanim? Why would she go out in such a state? Hachi Gamar says no. This is what it means to say. Im Lo Yada Yotze Apis Simanim. She doesn't do it, then she goes out even with Simanim. Okay, now we said Vayner and Mekaris and Nishne, she's not able to be sold and then resold. In fact, the Gemara Mechlal the Eved Ivri Nimkar v'Nishma. If you're saying she can't, that implies that Eved Ivri can be sold multiple times. But we seem to have a second price, so it says otherwise that he can be sold only once. As we see, Vatanya Biginava, so which means what when we say the pasuk is talking about someone who's a ganav. And he has now repay the guy he stole from, Kefel, 2 times the amount that was stolen. Pasuk says, Im himatze timatze biyado hageneva, mishoel chamorat se chayim, atse chayim, shnayim mishalim has got to pay twice. So we make a drush on this. Bigneva so below kfelo, that he sold in his death, but not sold for Kefel, which means if he has enough money to go ahead and to pay what he stole, but he doesn't have enough to be able to go and pay the double of it, he's not sold in such a case. That is, that Rashi says, if he's made on his friend, testifies against his friend that he stole, and it was huzamed, he doesn't want to pay, he doesn't get sold. If he steals one time, once he sold one time, you're not able to go and sell him another time. Says Rashi, "Kasakataytach v'nimkar b'negivoso mashmalei v'nimkar pam achas v'loshtei mechiros." Right, so only one time, and not two. So the implication of saying an Amar Vriya can't be sold twice is that the first price says that the Eved Ivri can be, but the second price seems to be only sold only one time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lo kasha, it's not a problem. Kan b'geneva achas, kan b'shtei genevos." Says Rashi, what does that mean? Well, first let me spell it out, that the Brisa is talking about one geneva, he can be sold only once. Whereas when we say that he can be sold multiple times at the implication of the first price, that's if he steals again. Says Rashi, "Begeneva achas, pam achas, dim eno shava kol genevaso, eno nimkar b'shvil chetzia." Let's say the ganav comes and he steals one time, and the value on the market, his value, ends up being less than the full amount that he stole. He can't be sold for half of the amount, and then, when he finishes off, be sold again for the other half. But the first price is teaching that if he does two separate times that he goes and he steals, and his value as a gan, as a slave, is enough to be able to pay back, is to be able to pay for one of them, then you could sell more than one time for the first, and then the second time to go pick up the second one. Because you can save an empire, so it works with both of them. So then the Rashi is two times. Even if he didn't go to din until he did both of them. So able to apply the words to each one of them. Amar Abaye comes out to reject this. The word begenevaso implies multiple times, meaning even if he stood one trial for multiple thefts, he can't be sold twice, which goes against what Rava just said. Amar Levin begenevaso tuva mashma. So what are you going to say now? Ella Amar Abaye, answer number two. Lo kasha says das nishkin shaila kan be adam echad. Kan b'shnei b'nei Adam. The second price is talking about one person, even multiple times, he can be sold once. But the first price, implying that he can be sold multiple times, is talking about where he stole from two separate people, therefore he can be sold twice. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan, Genevo, Elef v'shava chameshmas. Let's say the guy, he stole something, what he stole was worth He stole a thousand, but himself, the value of his value comes out to be only 500. Nimkar v'chozer v'nimkar. If he stole 1,000 with 500, we sell him twice to get to it. But genevo chamesh me'oz v'shava elef. Let's say he stole 500 and he's really worth 1,000 in such a circumstance. Einu nimkar klal. He's not sold at all. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer argues, and he says, If he's worth the value of what he stole, is he sold. That is, Nimkar, if he's worth what he stole, then he is sold. Says Rashi, lo pachos v'lo yoser. But if not, then he is not sold. That was Rabbi Eliezer. Rava comes and supports this. Amar Rava, Beha Zachanhu Rabbi Eliezer L'Rabbanan, says Rashi, means to say, Yesh lo pischon pev and nitzachon machluk zeh. He has what to say and he wins in this case. Rabbi Eliezer over the Rabbanan, over the Tanakama. The Maishna genivo chamesh meos v'shava elef de'ein nimkar. What's pshat that you say that someone who steals something which is 500 and he's really worth 1,000, that you're masking that you can't sell him? The nimkar, kulo amar achmana, because the pasuk says he should be sold, meaning all of him should be sold. V'lo chetzio, not only half of him. Says Rashi, explains that when the ganav is, you know, it's to be there for 6 years, but that's two times what he stole, and all of him is not being sold because he should only be working for half of that. Hachinami nimkar b'ginavasa amar achmana. Over here too, it says nimkar b'ginavasa, he should be sold for his theft. V'lo nimkar b'chatzi ginavasa, and that he shouldn't be sold for half of it. So therefore it comes out when the ganav's value, the value of the ganav, is only half of the value of what he stole, he shouldn't be sold, like Rabbi Eliezer said. Next part of the braisa, we had said, that is the braisa says, that we redeem this Amar Avriya against his will. Now what does that mean? Some of them may want to say, Bal Karche da Adon, that means against the will of the Adon, of the master. Amar Leah Baye Mainiu. What's a halacha? Meaning, what are you coming to say? The Kasavnu Le Shtara Adameha. The question of your Mainiu means to say,
How is it an Amir Avriya any different than an Evan Ivri in the fact that it's Bebet done against as well? Rashi says, Hechi Dami Bal Karcho de Ivriya. It's fame Ivri any more than an Ivri. Elim Ivri, want to say, the Eles Leg, your own Kasvinen Leishtara al Damevetit name Lo, Shetasigi Adamina Lan. Ha, Ihu Naket, Magnisa Gufa, Meshubidlo, Vanya Vinale Chaspa. That doesn't make any sense. I think what I was going to say right now, let's read it inside. My Neo. You want to say it's talking about the Kasafta Lishtara Adamea? Then maybe we're talking about the case where the father writes an IOU in place of the girl, and therefore he has to force him to accept it, and she goes free. Am I? But why would that be the case? Nokat Marganisa Bidei Yahavna Lechaspa. What he has is this pearl in his hands, and he's going to give a piece of pottery. Doesn't make any sense because right now that's not worth anything right this second. Therefore, it doesn't make sense that's the case. Elam Arbaye Bal Korchi Da'av. Means against the will of the father. Mishum Pegam Mishpacha. I mean, you see, she gets redeemed against the will of the father because, you know, it's not good. Rashi says, Im Yeshlo, Kofen Oso, Podo Oso. If he has money, we kofen, we make sure that he has to release her because Pegam Mishpacha is a disgrace to have her there. So, Yahachi Evan Ivinami. Why is that any different than Evan Ivri? He also, Nichpinu Lebnei Mishpacha, let's force the Bnei Mishpacha, and because of Pagam Mishpacha, Shum Pagam Mishpacha, it's my no, Hadir Azam Mazabin Nafse. In that case, the guy's going to go and just sell himself again, because then he takes the money, he walks away. Hachanami, hold on a second, the kiss of Amir Avriya. If she gets redeemed against the father's will, Hadir Azam Mazabin is going to go and sell her again. So no, Katani, in an Akaris initiative, she's not able to go ahead and be sold, then be sold again. So therefore, we're not worried that's going to happen. Okay, now, Umani, who is this Tana who says that an Amar Avriya can't be sold again? Rabbi Shimoni, the Tanya, you're learning to Nebraisa. Mocha Adam is Bita Leishas Vishona. A man can sell his daughter in order to get married and then to repeat that. Rashi says, Kibo Bar Kiddushin, Venis Armalo Neskarsha. If the husband then dies or they get divorced, Mene Erisin, Choser Mekadeshes La'acha, you could do it again. The Kesef Kiddushes, Shalom, Imlo Bagra, and then comes his. If she doesn't become a Mogaris in the meantime. L'shivchus v'shona. Also, he can sell her into Shivchus multiple times. If he sells her and she goes out with six or with Yovel or with the Mises Adon and she's still Ketana, he can go and sell her again. Aval Yotzvi Simanim lo, but if she goes with Simanim, that is all Rashi. Tafil lo machra me'olam ve'viu Simanim enon machra. Even if he never sold her, but the Simanim would come about, he's not able to sell her, could the Tanya, but Maseches Erechim, look at Erechim, Yachul Yom Kar Adam, Esbito, Kishi Naira. You would have thought maybe he could sell her. He says, Naira, Amra, Amar, Tuma, Mechura, Kavar, Yotza, Achshav, Sheinu, Mechura, Enu, Din, Shalot, Timachar. She's already sold, she goes out with it, and clearly he can't sell her at that case, at that stage. But the point is that if she's still in Naira, he could sell her again. Le'isha, Sachar, Shivchus, he could sell her into marriage after he sold her into being a Shivcha. That is why she says that Mocha, Kabbalah's kedushin, that's what it means, selling her. Achas shemachal l'shivchus v'yatsa v'chazra elav. She goes back to him. Aval lo l'shivchus achar ishus, but he can't sell her and to be a shivcha after he sold her into being a bride after he took kesem kedushin. Rashi says we'll see where we learn that from, but nonetheless, all this is the Tana Kama's approach and opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues, Kishim Shein Adam Mocher's Bito L'Shivchus Achaishas, just like that last statement we saw in Tana Kama, you can't sell a daughter to be a Shivcha after marriage. Kach Ein Adam Mocher's Bito L'Shivchus Achaishas, so you can't do Shivchus after Shivchus. So see, we see it's Rabbi Shimon, who is the Tana, who says you're not allowed to do it multiple times. And this Machlokas is sourced in the following. Where's the machlokas? Within the following tanoim. The tanya we're learning to Braisa, bibigdo ba. The full pasuk is im ra'a be'eni adonai. If she's ra, displeasing in the eyes of her master, asher lo yada, that he doesn't go and do yud, he doesn't marry her, v'hefda, and v'hefda la'am nachri lo yimshol l'macha bibigdo ba. If she's displeasing the eyes of the master, who should have designated her for himself, he shall assist in her redemption. He shall not have the power to sell her to a strange man, for he had betrayed her. Bevigdo ba. Now, when it says this lashon of bevigdo ba,
Turn the page. Yud Chesam Beis. Kevan Shapirish Taliso Alea once. He puts a talis over her, meaning by marrying her that he does yud with her. Shuv Ein Rashai Lamocha. Now at this state, this is talking about if the Amar Vriya's master ends up marrying her, the father doesn't have the ability anymore, Lamocha, to sell her as a Shivcha, even if he ends up dying or they end up getting divorced. Nothing doing over here. So when it says marrying her through Yid, it's game over at that stage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Zai Gezok to Rabbi Akiva. Kum Techois, what comes out of this, the way that Rabbi Akiva understands this, it's mashma, that if she didn't become married to her, but she goes back to her father after only being a Shivcha, he's the ability of selling her, and that's the way that we see that the Tanakhama is holding over there, who said that the father can't sell his daughter after she's been giving him marriage, but and when she was a Shivcha, he's able to do it. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, what do we learn from that? Kevin Shabagadba, once he has betrayed her, Shuvin Rishai Lamochra, he doesn't have the ability to go ahead and to sell her as a Shivcha again. So Rabbi Kiva is learning the Lashon of Bebigdo as in Beged, and as in clothing, as in covering over. Rabbi Eliezer understands Bagad as a Begida, as a rebellion. But my commifically, Rabbi Eliezer Savar Yesh Aim Lemisaris, Rabbi Kiva Savar Yesh Aim Lemikra. The good old Masoris Mikra Machlokas, we've seen a couple times already, and that is that what is Yesh Eim LeMasoris? That means that we give the precedence, in a word, the focus of it is how it was written. If you look at how it's written, and Yesh Eim LeMasoris, I'm sorry, LeMikra, so that was Masoris. Mikra is, meaning Masoris passed down, that's how you write it. Mikra means how do you go and how do you read it? Even though it's written a certain way, how do you read it? So Yeshem Masores is it's written bevigdo, and it doesn't have a yud over there. So you look at it like bagad, which means to rebel against. Rabbi Akiva Savar Yeshem Masores said he says, well, let's take a look how you pronounce it. Bevigdo, which means like a beged, like clothing. Rabbi Shimon Savar Yeshem LeMikra LeMasores. Rabbi Shimon says, you have both of those, Mikra LeMasoris and LeMikra and LeMasoris. I says, Hilkach Darish Tarvayo, therefore you dash in both of them. Frankly, Gemara, Bari Rabbi Baravua, Yiyud Nisuinose or Erisinose? When the master does Yiyud, does it in effect, like full on? He says, Rashi says, Yiyud, Amar LaMasa Avriya, Hariat Yehudali, Bekesef Miknasecha, then what's the din in Miknasayach? Then what's going to be din in such a thing? Is it just Erisin or is it Nisuin? Says the Gemara, Nafkamina, Liyarshav, Latamilo, Lahafrin, Ladera. Like we know, if it's full on, then he can be Yorishir, become Tamitar, and to be made from the Dera. And if not, then he can't. My, what is the din? Toshima, wa. Let's take a look. Bevigdo ba. The Pasuk says, Bevigdo ba, Kevin Shapiras, Talis Ola. Once he puts his talis over, Shuvin Rishai Lamochra, he's not able to go to be sold anymore, meaning the father can't sell anymore. What does that mean over there? That means Zabune hu de lomazabin la. The father's not able to go and sell her anymore. Ha Yehudim Yayid la. But he's able to go and he can give her over to Yud in another situation. Like let's say this master dies or they get separated, they get divorced. Then he can go give it again. So it's only he's not able to sell, but not Yud. But V'yamad Nisuin. So if you want to say that it does Nisuin, then given the Nisuin, Shuvin Levi Rishusbon. We know the din is that once she gets married, he has no Rishus anymore. Rashi's because Ashkan Lini Nidarim. The Afkas Karmi Shusei took out entirely V'ned Almanu Rusha. Lini Rusha V'yarish Osam. Mikan Shabal Yorish. Asishto, right? So we learned that then. So we see once he gets married, not able to go out and he's no rishus. Ela lav shma mina erisin osa must be that it does erisin because the mashmos says that he's able to do yitur again. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. The Gemara now knocks this out, right? Because we say that you misunderstood the brisa. The hacha b'kiddushin da'almakai. The brisa says over here that he spreads his coat over her, his clothing over her. It's talking about a case of where he does regular kiddushin, right? We're not talking about a case of yud in this particular instance. Rashi says, "Ketani puris taliso lad bi yud kai ella bi kiddushe ketana ba alma shalonimkar." It's talking about a kiddushin ketana that wasn't sold. Ve'hachi kamer. This is what it means to be saying. Kevan shemasa avia lemishin eschay b'she'er kshuvanasa. Once the father gives her over, and they get married to someone who's chayev, you know, take care of her food, her clothing, and her ona, shuv en yochel lemocha, he's not able to go and sell her again. Rashi says, klomar, shekitcha leishas. When he marries her off, he's not able to go ahead and sell her as a shivcha after that. So the Bryce is talking about a regular case of Gedushin, not the Yud, so we have no way of understanding that whether Yud does one, does number stage one or stage two, whether it's Erisin or Nisuin. So let's try again. Toshima Eimochrok Likrovim. He can't sell his daughter as Amma Avriya to Krovim, meaning to Krovim that he's not able to go and marry, like to the brother or to someone of the sort. Nishum Rilezamur, Mochal Krovim. He says, nope, you're allowed to go and sell to Krovim. Rashi says, Eimochra out, the beetle of Krovim, she has Sura Leyam Liyai, the beginning Asher Lo Yada, you have to have the ability to do it. Mochal Krovim says, you can, Velo Beinin Yid, you don't need Yid. Reicha de Ise, Amar crowd the toughest, and only in the case where it exists, that's when it says worse. Vishavim, both of them agree, Shemocha Almana Lekoin Gadol, that you are allowed to go ahead and sell an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalutza Kohen Hedyot, and you're allowed to sell a Grusha Chalutza to a Kohen Hedyot. We know generally an Almana can't marry a Kohen Gadol, and a Grusha Chalutza can't marry a Kohen Hedyot. But hi Almana Hechidami, this Almana that Raisa just spoke about over here, what are we talking about over here? How did she become an Almana? If you want to talk about a case where she did Kiddushin by herself and nothing to do with the father, Amana Karila, you call her mother, Amana over here, she was never really married because she's a Ketana. Kiddusha Ketana is nothing. What do you think, that her actions really do anything? No way. The Ella, the Kishavira, I was talking about the father married off. But in such a case, is he able to go and sell her afterwards? Right, we said that the father is out of sell to Kohen Gadol. You're not allowed to sell his daughter to be a shivcha after he's already sold for marriage. The Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzhak, Hacha b'kiddusha yod. The Bryce is talking about a case where she did yod, and after yod, then she became an almana. V'alibi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, the Amar Maos Harishonos Lav l'kiddushin itnu. Says the original money that's given in order to become an avavria, that's not for kiddushin. And therefore, the father is not the one who started the marriage over here. So Yud doesn't cancel out the ability for him to sell his daughter later. Okay, so now we say, V'yamart nisuno, somebody's going to say Yud really does nisuin. So then why is the father allowed to sell her afterwards? Kevin Shanisei, Shuvein Lavia Rishuspa. V'elamai, rather than what we're talking about, Erison Ose. It must be that it's on Erison, but hold on a second. V'shavin Shemocha, everyone agrees that they're allowed to go and sell her. Amana to Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalutza to Kohen Hedyot, Baha Ein Ado Mochez Bitol, Shivchas Acha Isha, she can't do it after Isha. So Rashi says, Afilu Acha Erison, even after just Erison was done, it says Rashi. Now, Elamai is Lachomemer, what do you want to say? Shani Erison Dida, Am Erison Davia. You want to say that the Erison that comes through her is different than that which comes through the father, than Afilu Temeni Suinosa. You could even say that it does Nisuin, Shani Nisuin Dida, Am Nisuin Davia. And then the Nisuin that comes from her is different than the Nisuin that comes from the father. Frak the Gemara, hi, my, what are you talking about? You can't compare the two. Bishlam Erison, me Erison Shiny. Okay, you could say that Erison that comes to her is different than Erison that comes to him. El Nisuin, me Nisuin. Beep, turn the page. Daf Yotes. Me Shiny? But is Nisuin that comes to her different than Nisuin that comes to him? Of course not. And therefore, it has to be that Yud is only going to do Erison and not Nisuin. Says Rashi, Tap Rashi, Kevid Nisuin de Oraisa Ninu, Nafka Lagami, we should say. Since we know that that's a Doraisa to Gadin, she's out entirely, so it comes out that Yud only does Erison and does not do Nisuin. So what we just came out with is that in order to understand the case of an almana that being sold as an amavria, we had to say that it's talking about the case of a girl that was after Yud. So now for the Gemara, right? Since after Yud. Now for the Gemara, Lurav Nachmar Yitzchak Damra Filu the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda Mos, Rabbi Shonos, the Kiddushin that knew. Even according to him, it says that the original money was given for Kiddushin. Oh, the other side, it says, no, that money is used in order to become an amavria. It's actually even for Kiddushin. It comes out that Kiddushin through Yud is coming through the Papa. He's the one accepting that money. Even Yud is going to be through the father. How is he going to understand this price? So it says that a father can sell his daughter after being an almana if he's the one selling it over here. Mukim la Rabbi Eliezer. He stabs like Rabbi Eliezer. The armor l'shivchos achar shivchos who d'lo matzil mezabin la. You can't sell shivcha after shivcha. V'shivchos achar ishtos matzil mezabin la. You talk are able to go and do it. You could sell her again. Now we're saying that this Bryce is talking about a girl who becomes almana after a regular state of kiddushin, and the father's ability of selling her because he never sold her into slavery as to be a shivcha. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.